Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Jane. And I tell you what, it's a big backyard out here. We're camped in the middle of the wilderness of British Columbia. We did cross into Alaska, Darren, to catch up with some bears, and we did find bears.
How many bears did you find?
We rode into a little place called Hyder, which is on the other side of the border from Canada, in that little finger of Alaska that comes down south. And we found a bear wandering along the road on a dirt road. This morning we went and saw a female sow. She was fishing and catching salmon that you would not believe. You know, 3 foot long salmon, Darren. Just amazing.
You see that on on the ads, Brian, and you think that's unreal. Just standing, you know, a big bear catching a salmon.
Well.
Oh, look, it was unbelievable, and it's a sight to behold, Jane, I've got to say. Shirley said, this is just one of those things that you just have to experience once in your life. And to see her fishing and building up her reserves for the winter, it's just amazing. And then as we're riding out of Hyder back into Canada to head north, there's a little one grazing on the side of the road, so we had to slow down and make sure he had plenty of room. But the first one we saw on the road, we're heading straight towards each other, and Shirley's clicking away with the camera on the back of the bike. I'm busily turning the bike around and making sure we can get away. You see those ears lay down, you get out of the way real quick.
Yeah. Did the ears lay down at all?
Is he talking about Shirley or the bear?
My ears are laid right down.
Now, Brian, how's the bike? You had the trouble there where back suspension totally went. Is the bike up and running and in a tip-top condition again?
Yeah. Thank goodness for a fellow back home in Melbourne, Steve Kramer, who is my Oatlands specialist. He organised a new one for us, and we've sent the old one back to have it looked at. They're really concerned about this to see if there's some sort of problem with them. But it was quite dangerous, Darren, as I said last week. But we're back up and running now and moving north ever so slowly. As I said, camp in the wilderness. So I've set up a tent. Hopefully there won't be too many bears around tonight. And we've got to take all our food and lock it up in a locked container so that we don't attract the bears. So hopefully we'll be okay tonight.
Well, where do you sleep, though? Are you in a tent in bear country, you mad fool?
That's right. We've got all out and got ourselves a tent. And there's quite a few motorcyclists that do that sort of thing up here. And as they say, they reckon we're crazy, Darren. But I'll tell you, it's something to experience camping out in the wilderness. And look. Yeah, just a few sensible precautions. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I hope you catch a salmon.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll talk again next week. Safe travelling this week, Brian. And we've got a huge delay on the line this week for some reason, but safe travelling, as I said, and we'll do it all again next week. That's aussiesoverland.com.au if you want to follow the travels right from the bottom of South America right up to the top northern parts of Alaska on a motorbike, two up on a motorbike, camping with bears this week, Jane. I wouldn't want to camp in Sherbrooke Forest in the Dandenongs, where there's just a wombat.
There's a
lyrebird and a wombat, and frighten the living daylights out of me, let alone a grizzly bear. It's 6 to 10. Tom Andronis is here.